Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, December the 11th, 2025. 16 minutes past the hour, and yes, it is the day of the fruitcake toss. The 6th annual fruitcake toss will happen at 7 p.m. tonight here on WGH Talk Radio. You're not going to want to miss this for love nor money. It is going to be an event of epic proportions. And by the way, if all goes well, you'll be able to listen tonight via your listening device at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app on any mobile device and searching WGH Talk. That broadcast should start right around 7:15 p.m. tonight. It'll be like listening to the World Series or the Super Bowl or the moon landing on radio. That's really what it will echo tonight. We should mention the Industrial Channel tonight will have Buckeye Donuts from Buckeye Donut in Columbus, Ohio. They will be here giving out to people tonight for free, by the way. We will have Maple Bacon Donuts for the top six throwers tonight in the fruit tossers, I guess I should say. In the fruitcake toss, we will have a plaque for the winner, the person who throws it the farthest distance. And the nominees so far, Chip, Bob Welsh, Mariah Rudolph, Amy Acton, Weslyn Davis, Larry Barnett, Vivek Ramaswamy, Ralph Thacker, myself, Matt Morgan, Twyla Lang, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Jeff Ruth, Brian Murphy, Thad Smith, Lois Fisher, Lowell Thurston, Governor DeWine, Naomi Craig, Terry Klein, Linda Sims, Sheriff Bales, Ed Pickett, the president of the Y-Men, Miranda McGinnis, Mayor Kellogg, Martin Watts, Mary Ellen Withrow, Mike Augenstein, members of the fire department, Kevin Davidson, Frank Gibson, Ted Graham, Ron Prater, Aaron Rollins, Amy and Brock Parker, Tara Dyer, a Salvation Army bell ringer, Heather Hill, Allison Russo, Ralph Smith, Sean Barr, Ayers Ratliff, Dana Martin, Buckeye Guy, Ben Weber, Colleen Marshall, Pastor Steve Whitaker, Jim Jordan, Tracy Richardson, Glenn Coble, Santa Claus, Kent Halloran, The Grinch, Terry Tackett, Naomi's son, Andrew Schwartz, Abby from the Marion Star, Scott Kreider, Tommy Reese, James Walker, and Naomi's husband. And if you'd like to nominate anybody, you still have about 40 minutes to do it here, 42 minutes to do it. 740-383-9944. A Salvation Army bell ringer will be there tonight with a kettle, so you can donate money to the Salvation Army. The Y-Men, I believe, are bringing a live Christmas tree. We will put that on the 70-foot mark tonight. If you hit that tree with a fruitcake, you will get a maple bacon donut from Buckeye Donuts, courtesy of the Industrial Channel, and we will also have a plate of cookies tonight. And the Salvation Army, I believe, will have their canteen truck out there with hot chocolate and hot coffee and water. It's just an event. I mean, even if you're just bringing people to watch this event, it's an event of epic proportions, an event of epic proportions. One of the tossers tonight has already stopped in here this morning to get all the particulars for how big this event is going to be. And we're also going to honor Larry Barnett tonight. Now, this is the only thing where I have anxiety tonight. Because when we present Larry Barnett with his plaque, my hope is, I will say, and now the newest member of the Upper Crust Society, the legendary Larry Barnett. Hopefully everybody will clap. Then he will say probably a couple words. And then I pray that people will burst in to take me out to the ballgame. That's what I want to have happen tonight. That would be a magical moment that could happen tonight. Let's hope that somebody starts singing and everybody joins along. Let's hope that happens tonight. Maybe we'll even have a plant in the crowd for that. All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz if there's anything on your mind on this fruitcake morning. And by the way, tune in tomorrow morning because it'll be fruitcake. We'll be telling you what happened tonight. Many things have happened on fruitcake night that certainly become a story. We'll probably talk about that tomorrow. So tomorrow will be a lot of talk of what happens tonight and the fun that we are going to have. And the tree, which is being donated by the Wyman, will somehow make it over to the homeless shelter on Fairground Street. So they will be able to have a tree for Christmas, and that's wonderful on the Wyman's behalf to be able to do it. So it's a great event, and we're halfway to Christmas at this particular point. I think we're at the halfway point because Thanksgiving was 2 weeks ago, and Christmas is 2 weeks from today. So I think we're right in the middle. Phone lines are open here this morning, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say about the fruitcake toss tonight? Oh, and by the way, the weather looks good. The weather looks between 25 and 30 degrees tonight. No snow, no rain, and it doesn't look like there's going to be much wind out there at all, which certainly makes things colder. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here this morning. I'd love to hear from you. 22 minutes past the hour. All right. Well, if you want to say something about the fruit, who's going to win? You know, we do have the past winners here. Brian Murphy, Sheriff Bales, Ed Pickett, and Ralph Thacker. Now, is somebody going to repeat for the first time? That's a big question. I don't know. Are we going to have our first female winner tonight? That could happen. Are we going to have a new winner? I think there are some people on this list who could possibly be a first-time fruitcake toss champion. You know, as I said earlier, I think Jason Schauber is probably a possibility. I think possibly James Walker is a possibility. I think Aaron Rollins could be a possibility. Sean Barr could be a possibility. The Major from the Salvation Army could be a possibility. You know, Kent Halloran, he's never done this before. Maybe he's a possibility. The Grinch, who knows? Maybe there's a possibility there. Santa Claus, Larry Barnett, I don't know. It all could be. It could be a new winner tonight. Wouldn't that be nice if somebody new won this big fruitcake toss? And again, the phone lines are open. If you have anything to say, 740-383-9944. And by the way, it doesn't have to be fruitcake toss related, although that's the big talk today. We can talk about anything else that's on your mind going on in the city or anywhere else for that matter. Oh, by the way, I did want to mention this. I like the Christmas cards, and I still try to send out some Christmas cards. But the other day, I got a digital Christmas card from the president of Ohio State, President Carter, I think. And, you know, these digital Christmas cards, I don't know what you're supposed to do with them. They're a little video. Your special 2025 holiday greeting, see what's inside. And then you got to play a video and see, what is this? I'm watching the video right now. I've never actually watched this. But it's a very interesting video. It looks like a buckeye rolling into an acorn. I don't know. I don't know if there's sound to this. I don't have the sound playing right now. But maybe that's a cranberry. I don't know. I don't like the digital Christmas cards. Does anybody like the digital Christmas cards? I don't even understand the digital Christmas cards. I mean, I'm appreciative that the president of OSU, President Carter, sent me a digital Christmas card. But I just don't understand them. I don't know. I don't understand the digital Christmas card. Does anybody understand that? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I'd love to hear from you this morning. Okay, well, You know, we haven't had much of a chance to talk about Monday night city council meeting. That was a humdinger on Monday night. We still really don't know what's going on with the budget. Now, I will say this, and let me just say, I heard this from somebody. This is not a news report. This is me hearing this from somebody. I heard that, this is what I was told. I want to make this very clear because I don't know for sure, and I don't want to say that I know for sure, but, you know, I have been told that some of the people who have been voluntarily laid off by the city, it was not all that voluntary, that they did not want to leave their job. Now, I don't know why I was told that by people in public, but, you know, I don't know what a voluntary layoff is, and I don't know what a voluntary layoff is not, but let's just say that I was approached by a family member of somebody who is being laid off because of the budget cuts in the city, and it was not, on this person's behalf, voluntary. This person was basically told that they were going to be laid off. Now, I don't know if that's happening or not. I don't know. But I think there was a big push by the city not to say that they were laying anybody off. I think that was something. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, voluntary layoff. Whirlpool used to do them regularly, and the last time they did one, I think, was the summer of 2022. You need to, quote-unquote, right-size your workforce for X amount of time, and you ask people, are you willing to be laid off for, like, Whirlpool would do it for the summer, so typically your very senior employees would take the summer off, and it was based on seniority. They would ask, do you want to take the voluntary? And it would always fill up, but if it didn't fill up, then they would start at the bottom of the seniority and work their way up. So voluntary is when people sign up to be laid off, knowing what the date you're going to return.
Right, and my impression from this person was that was not what happened.
Well, then that's not a voluntary layoff. If they tell you you no longer have a job, that's not voluntary. If they say, hey, you want to take 3 months off, half your pay? Okay. Yeah.
Well, because the person seemed to be rather upset that they were being, more or less it was explained to me, let go from their job.
Well, it sounds like they're trying to sell it in a little happier light than what it really is.
Well, I just hope some city council member is checking on this, and if it's wrong, it's wrong. As I said, it's not a news report here, but if because you can't get up and say in the city council meeting, as the mayor did 2 weeks ago, there are going to be no layoffs, and then say, well, people voluntarily took layoffs or people took voluntary retirements. Well, was it voluntary? Because if it wasn't voluntary, if they didn't want to do it, then that's a layoff. That's not voluntary.
Well, the only people that would be able, that no longer work for the city, that would be able to say whether or not it was voluntary, and that I would believe would be the person who got the quote-unquote voluntary layoff.
Well, here's the thing.
If it's a voluntary layoff, you know when you're going back to work, you're at least going back within 6 months because that's when unemployment expires. Like when my husband took it in 2022, he went off work in May, and they pushed out his return date twice, and I think he didn't go back until September, but he was off the whole summer. But he knew that within 6 months he would be returning to his job full time.
Well, I'm looking at the police department here because it's on page 2 of the budget cuts, and it says removal of unfulfilled police officer positions. Okay, that's about $400,000. But then it says voluntary layoff of one officer, voluntary layoff of crime analyst. Okay, well, were they voluntary layoffs? I don't know. And I think, you know, the sanitation department also, there's something like that in their description.
Yeah, we never talked about sanitation.
Oh, yeah, well, they got a whole paragraph in here. I think I read this the other day.
I didn't know how many people, if they said they were losing people or if they weren't replacing open spots.
Well, I mean, it's just a paragraph. Here's what it says. It says, for our budget cuts at Central Garage, Sanitation, and Streets, we cut most...
Wait, they're the ones that need the roof, don't they?
Yeah, they cut mostly overtime. And then
okay,
it says...
Okay, now listen, here's the ironic part about their roof, Scott. They have a Love Your City tarp that is bigger than the... I drive an F-150. It's bigger than the bed of my pickup truck. It's probably two of my pickup truck beds. It says Love Your City on the side of that building. So they can just take that little tarp and transition it up to the roof until we can get the money together to get it fixed.
Well, but it says they did not fill three positions so far. And, you know, did three people just happen to quit when this budget's coming up? I mean, most...
It makes me wonder, have we been running this fat, or are we really making cuts, or did we inflate numbers and then we're sounding like we're making cuts? Because not getting a new police car is not really making a cut.
Well, I mean,
you're foregoing an expenditure. That's not really a cut.
But I guess, okay, $400,000 in unfulfilled police positions, two voluntary layoffs, three people in the sanitation department, positions need to be filled, and I think there was also some in the fire department. So what are the chances that you're going to have about 10 to 15 people in three different departments in the city that just happen to be quitting, retiring?
I believe the police department had openings that weren't filled. They're advertising for police officers all the time. If you went back and looked at their Facebook page, as long as they don't purge it after I just said this, it's probably every other month that they're asking for applications.
Well, I don't doubt that, but I'm just saying, what are the odds of just when the city needs to save money that you would have at least 10 people over three departments who happen to be leaving at that time?
Well, unfilled positions that we can just go ahead and not fill. But in the crime analyst thing, I don't know enough to know about what they did, but was it just a title that somebody else that already works there gets and they got paid an extra $12,000 a year to quote-unquote, perform those duties, and they can really perform those duties without that extra $12,000.
I don't know. It just seemed odd to me, and when I heard from that person the other day, it was a relative of that person.
Do we not need a crime analyst anymore? Doesn't it sound like we would need a crime analyst, or have we just not needed one all this time, and we can go ahead and cut it?
I don't know. I think it's... By the way, I did get a message this morning from Whirlpool. It says they're having a hiring event on the 13th.
Saturday.
Yeah, 8 a.m. till 11 a.m., and benefits starting day one, medical, dental, vision, prescription coverage, additional $1.25 an hour shift differential, biweekly pay, 401k, paid holidays, all those good things, but must be 18 years of age. So, you know, apparently Whirlpool can't fill their positions, so maybe
they cannot. My husband's there every day. I cannot.
So maybe some of those people who are laid off in the city, it sounds like a pretty decent job, can go there. But, I mean, again, I don't like, that's the problem. It's very misleading to say that we didn't lay anybody off if you did. Because to say you laid somebody off is a bad headline.
Well, and to say that you eliminated positions when really all you did was promoted that person up to the position that was open above them, and you just didn't fill... You see what I'm saying? Like, you gave somebody that already was there a raise and did away with their job. But did you really make a cut?
Well, that was something in transit.
We're kind of seeing how unnecessary some of these jobs, some of these layers are, I think. That's my thought.
Well, I don't think we've seen it yet. I think we'll see it in January when it's
in
full bloom.
I'm saying, like, transit, what was it, transit, the parks. Remember, we had three directors leave all at once.
Right, but I don't know.
Under them bumped up. So now we're doing with one less management position in each department. We agree on that, right?
Yeah, but I don't know.
Have we seen any disruptions to services in transit or streets or parks since those people have been gone? We haven't.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know what's going on in these departments. I would imagine
But you see what I'm saying? Like, that seems like we eliminated an unnecessary position in each one of those departments.
Well, I think you're going to see it. I think you'll see it in the parks in the summer.
Yeah, but the person that runs the parks department, I don't know. I can't say that because I don't know enough about the parks. The person who runs transit, when Julie Welch ran transit, she wasn't someone that was out driving the bus. And I don't think she was sitting in the office dispatching the buses. And I don't know what the person who got bumped up into her job did. Did they do that job? Did they do day-to-day operations? Did they do time cards? Did they manage the people? So, like, did we need Julie's job?
Well,
I'm not saying, I'm just using her name. I'm just saying that position. I'm not saying.
See, here's the problem.
I'm saying that we need the administrator. Look at the layers that we're eliminating, and there doesn't seem to be too much pain yet.
Yeah, but I don't know how well Julie Welch was only there for what, a little over a year. So I don't.
Like that.
I don't know how well it was running. I mean, I really
don't. That's what I mean, and I'm not saying that. I'm not laying this at Colin's feet. I'm saying, how many years have we been running with this many layers of management or administration or whatever in these departments that to we're getting now that we can just eliminate entire administrative positions and it doesn't matter?
Well, I don't know that it doesn't matter. So I would
whoever,
have to say that.
Well, but Julie Welch has been gone long enough that the person who took her job, if that opening was necessary, I think transit would have seen, you know what I mean? Like if, okay, so I'm just going to call her Julie's number two because I don't know her name. But if Julie's number two is able to transition into Julie's job, and Julie's number two's duties are not going unfilled, then did we really need a number one and a number two for all these years?
Or was
that person have been able to do both jobs?
What were her duties? See, I don't know what Julie's duties were.
I don't know either.
So, see, that becomes the question, and. I don't know.
And then, but we've got, I think it's the parks person, so whoever was below him stepped up into his job. So is that, are those areas where we can be combining in every department, the number one and the number two?
I think it's going to be a year before we'll really know if this had any big effect on anything. I think things come up in the course of a year, and maybe there was a busier time, maybe there was a time when things needed to get done. I don't know, and I don't know how well any of, I mean, I don't think we've seen any disruption in the police department, but I bet we will. I don't think we've seen any disruption in the fire department, but I bet we will.
The fire department concerns me a little more, because I tend to believe that the police department runs fat, and they do that under the guise of safety. I mean, what other, I don't want to say guise. Safety is important, but that's also a good way to play on our fears.
Well, I will say the first time that something bad goes along,
their cut is not buying a new car. One of their cuts is not buying a new cruiser. Is that really a cut?
No, but as you said, you know, do we need a crime analyst? Maybe. I don't think we would know that right off the bat.
Exactly. We don't know. Like, could you explain to us why we no longer need a crime analyst?
And I don't understand how restructuring of the
security. Why did we need one all along?
I don't understand. Well, maybe you did, and maybe you do.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, so should we be cutting the crime analyst, or did we never need him?
I don't know.
Because it seems like that's either an important job or it's not, right? Like, if you could just cut it, it doesn't matter.
Well, see, but I don't know if that's the case. That's what we're going to find out. But that takes time.
I asked, when are you going to explain some of this stuff to us? And I got my normal silence that I always get.
Well, I mean, restructuring of the security desk, $81,000. Okay.
Well, and I told you what I think some of that is they're going to take that officer that sits there. I mean, there's the person that screens you, and then there is an officer that sits there. And I'm assuming that if things get out of control, it's their job to get up and do something about it.
Well, if something gets out of control, who's going to do something about it?
Well, contrary to what Collins would like us to believe, there are actually officers that are sitting in the police department. You can go there. I mean, you might have to wait to get one. But they're inside the building, and they will come out in the lobby area, and they will talk to you. Because that place is never unmanned.
Well,
I couldn't imagine that if, you know, there's a little button that somebody hits. I mean, there's bailiffs upstairs. There's people right down the hallway with a gun. Do we really need to pay an officer full-time to sit there? If we're making cuts, do we need to pay an officer full-time to sit there?
Well, I would imagine the first time there is a major crime, God forbid, in the new year, and something doesn't go the way that people want it to go, one of the reasonings will be that we're running short.
Okay. Then they need to cut more than just new cruisers, don't they? They need to cut other stuff.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. It seems to me that, I mean, are people just sitting around in the police department and the fire station? I hope that's not the case. I wouldn't guess it is.
In the scheme of things, they are kind of sitting around in the fire department because you don't plan emergencies, you know? I mean, it's not like they're out cruising the streets in the ambulances and fire trucks looking for crime and pulling people over because...
No, but do they need to... But do they need to be there? I mean, is there enough
coal
for this?
We only need to be there. What do you? Where are they supposed? They're supposed to come from home and go put the.
No, but I'm saying, how many people do you need, and what are the sizes of these crimes? I mean, I don't
know. Well, they have minimal staffing requirements for the firehouse, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well then, if people aren't sitting around, then I guess these cuts won't hurt.
But the fire department, I read something, it was a really good thing. How do you know when there's going to be a house fire, which house fires are rare? House fires are rare, and this is coming from someone that experienced an arson. But, okay, so there's a car accident on Main Street, and over by Bell Fountain Avenue, somebody's having a heart attack, and there's a garage fire over by the Jersey. You know, how do you plan to have as many firefighters as you need for all of those instances?
Well, that's my point.
Unlikely.
You don't. So my point is, there are cuts now. So with those cuts, does that mean the person having a heart attack is going to die? Does that mean that the person who's having the house fire is just completely going to lose their house? Is that what that means?
That's what they need to explain to us, isn't it?
Well, does that mean that, but that has to reflect in the police department as well. Because again, you don't know when crime's going to happen. Does that mean
here's
when...
Here's the thing about the police department is that, and I know the fire department has the ability to also, but we are the largest fire department. But the police department can call in the sheriff. They can call in the state highway patrol. They can get other agencies. Something bad happened.
But didn't the fire department call in other agencies when the thing at the towers was going on?
Yeah, but look how small they are to support us. You know what I mean? Like, we're the big department, and we would be calling in the smaller
department. We'll find out.
Like, we've got the big equipment. We would be calling in the tiny backup. And I'm not trying to talk smack about these other places. They're efficient in what they do. But the police department's calling in the sheriff who has the same weapons, et cetera, as they do. State Highway Patrol, who probably has access to even more. So
I'm saying if you are somebody who wants the police department to get there quick when something is happening, when you're getting beat up, when you're getting...
But we're not cutting officers. We're cutting buying a new vehicle. We're cutting funding to
Well, no, I
cameras.
Think there are officers going unfulfilled there, and then there was one that
we
was...
We are not... hiring new people. We are not losing what we currently have. And I can tell you, a year and a half ago, it took me a 9-minute response time to get, after a 911 call, to get a police officer here, and I live a quarter of a mile.
I hear the police right there in the background.
It's an ambulance going by, as a matter of fact.
But it says the layoff of one officer, $96,000, on top of the $394,000 that is unfulfilled.
So somebody is getting laid off.
That's what it says.
Well, didn't they tell us Monday that no one was getting laid off?
Voluntary layoff.
Okay, but it's still a layoff.
Yeah, but again, I don't know how that's voluntary. I don't know how that's voluntary. I don't understand any of this. Really,
well,
this
they have to agree to it. So,
well,
they're not agreeing to it.
Okay, what police officer who plans to work the next year is going to take a voluntary layoff? This is not a retirement, and apparently they don't have the unfulfilled positions anyway. That's what I'm saying.
My husband took a voluntary layoff because he didn't want to be in a shop when it was 100 degrees in the summer, and thankfully we were able to afford to live on the money that we had to him to be able to do that.
Yeah, but I don't think the police department can promise that they're going to bring anybody back.
No, but they can be obligated to pay you your pay. And here's the thing is that you might have been the person that's getting laid off, and they'll pay you 60% of your pay. The city still has to pay you 60% of your pay, and I guess they're just selling it to us as voluntary. I don't know if it was the police officer that they're selling
it. And only one person took it? I mean, if it's such a great deal, why didn't more than one take it?
Not most people can't afford to take a voluntary
Well, that's my
layoff.
Point. I don't think... That somebody, I can't imagine somebody raised their hand and said, oh yes, lay me off.
Well, hundreds of people do it at Whirlpool when they put out a layoff. Like I said, it's typically your older workers that don't have kids at home, that have savings, that don't have mortgages and car payments and all those things. You know what I mean? It's the people that are winding down their careers that are like, hell yes, I'll get out of here for 3 months.
Well, here's my question. If these are unfulfilled positions that are never fulfilled, this $400,000, then why doesn't the police department have a surplus? If they were given $400,000 extra dollars this past year that they never filled...
They'll find, a way, That's one thing that, first off, no one has any idea how much money anyone has as a budget or anything.
Well, they keep going after the court.
Listen, they throw those numbers around. Yeah, but you can see on paper that's what you're supposed to have. And if they never spend any of it, then they still, in theory, should have it. But we know that we haven't balanced the books in 6 years now. We're up 6 years. So you can say, well, here's your $2 million budget, and you can say, okay, and you just keep spending money. It doesn't matter if no one tells you, hey, you're past your $2 million budget. So if no one ever tells you that, you just keep spending money.
Right, but if you're advertising for officers, and then you've already spent that money somewhere else, what are you going to do?
Do they know they've spent that money somewhere else?
Well, no, but that's my question. That's my question. If these are positions that are never filled, that they're constantly advertising for, and it amounts to $400,000, nearly $500,000, then where is that $500,000 from this year that
I
they never fulfilled?
I thought they would say that it was spent in overtime. Because they had to pay people overtime to fill their positions.
Well, and they're also cutting.
I'm going back to.
And they're also cutting
overtime.
So there you go.
Yep.
So you think there are going to be a lot less people on the street?
12 lieutenants and 3 majors. I'm going to keep going back to that. We need to think about how top heavy we are in a police department with 60 officers. 12 of them are lieutenants.
Well, I guess
3 of them are majors.
I guess we will see how it all shakes out.
I guess we will.
Thanks.
Take care, Scott.
Bye bye. All right, phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 47 minutes past the hour. It is the night of the big fruitcake toss tonight at 7 p.m. here, 685 Delaware Avenue. We're all excited. 7:15, the broadcast will start if all goes well. And we're in it tonight, as they would say. Go ahead, caller.
Love, Marion.
There you go.
Oh, my God. I just received some startling news.
Oh, here we go.
Apparently, you know who Denny Ferguson is?
Yes, yes.
Now,
was with Can Do.
You recall, he's retiring this month, right?
Right.
Well, apparently, Can Do has hired him as economic development director.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I think the IQ, the whole IQ of the members of Can Do is room temperature.
Well, they did have that money that the county gave them this year that they, I guess, did not spend on anybody.
Well, we'll be curious to see how much of a salary they give this guy. Denny Ferguson doesn't know up from down. As you recall, a year ago, when they were talking about the budget for Can Do, and they wanted to get a budget, and all he gave was a wish list. And when I asked Kevin Smith, one of the principals of Can Do, if Can Do came to you and asked for a loan, would you give it to him? And he said, no, because there's not enough information. I don't think. It's almost a foregone conclusion in my mind. Denny Ferguson ain't the guy. He was the training wheels. He was the sidekick of Comstock for 11 years.
Well,
and he was there to watch Comstock burn over $800,000 for what? We have nothing to show for it.
Well, at least it's not funded by the city any longer.
Well, thank God for that. But, you know, I had someone who was going to do it for free. And then I heard this morning. I got a text from somebody who's very close to Can Do. And it was text to me that Denny Ferguson, and people wonder why Marion is stagnant, why Marion doesn't get traction. Unbelievable.
Well, there we go. Well,
but,
thanks.
Hey.
Yes.
But on a lighter note, we're going to have a hell of a good holiday time this evening at the Fruitcake Toss.
7 p.m. Thank you. Yes, tonight is going to be fun. All of the drama and other things that go on in the city will be forgotten tonight just like in A Christmas Carol with Charles Dickens, you know, written by Charles. It'll just all be forgotten tonight during the fruitcake toss. But we do have about 10 minutes left in the program today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We would love to talk to you here this morning on the big show. I thought I about dropped a pen on the floor there. I don't think I did. I think I saved the pen. All right, go ahead, caller.
Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Chip, how you doing?
Fruitcake toss tonight.
Fruitcake toss is tonight. Are you coming down for it?
Yeah.
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Somebody pick me up.
Well, you know what? That's a good question. Okay, Chip, give me your number.
It's 740.
740. Oh, wait a second. Let me get a pen here that works. 740.
262.
262.
62.
Yeah, 62.
14.
14. And you still live over behind the bank?
Yes.
So you're still just right here on Delaware Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, Chip, we'll give out your number here, and if anybody can pick you up and bring you over, I'm sure one of our people will be able to do that, they'll give you a call.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Chip.
And 6 years later, you come back.
You know, I don't know. Maybe sometime after the first of the year. You'll have to talk to Terry tonight about that.
You work out clothes today?
For a little bit. So I'll be there.
You play Christmas music? Yeah.
Yeah, if you listen to the station, you'll hear Christmas music at the top of every hour.
You play Rash Baker?
Yep, he's in there.
Good.
All right, well, I'm going to put your number out here, Chip, so if you get a phone call, answer it.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There's our good friend Chip, celebrity here in Marion. He has a dog named after him, I believe, with the police force. So if you can give Chip a ride tonight, I believe he just lives right up the road here on Delaware Avenue in the apartments, I believe, behind the bank over here where KFC is. His number, 740-262-6214. So if you can give Chip a ride to the fruitcake toss tonight and give him a ride home, the number 740-262-6214. Is there anybody out there who can do that tonight? Because I'm sure Chip will be very interested in participating in the fruitcake toss. A matter of fact, I think he was our first entrant in the fruitcake toss when we started this year. So there you go. 740-383-9944. And I'll give you Chip's number here, if you didn't get it already, and hopefully somebody will be able to bring Chip to the fruitcake toss. Now, he's a strong guy out there, long-time courtesy clerk at Kroger, many, many years, well over a decade. I believe he's in retirement now, but he could be a big winner tonight. So if you can give Chip a ride to the fruitcake toss and drop him back off, 740-262-6214. Is Chip's number. Just give him a call, and I'm sure he will be glad attend the fruitcake toss tonight. But if you have anything else to say, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can talk about everything going on in the world right now in Marion and beyond. Now, there are some questions on this list right now. Now, will Amy Acton attend? You never know. Who knows? I haven't heard a no. Weslyn Davis, also haven't heard a no there. Haven't heard anything from Ben Weber on this particular event. That's still up in the air. Ted Graham, I don't think we know anything there yet. Lowell Thurston, I think we heard he might be in attendance, but not able to throw a fruitcake. Not sure yet. Don't really know. Martin Watts, Miranda McGinnis. Miranda was there last year, so that could be a possibility. Not really sure about that one. So there are some question marks here tonight. Maybe we'll have him. Tracy Richardson, I think, might have an injury. I think last time I saw her or talked to her, I think she might have had an injury. So I'm not really sure about that one. But everybody else, I don't know if we ever heard anything back from Andrew's Pastries. I know Andrew Schwartz was nominated at one point. I don't know if we ever heard anything back from him. So there's that. I don't know if we heard anything back from Allison Russo. I believe Matt nominated her. Scott Kreider was a maybe when I talked to him at City Council on Monday. So there you are. Phone lines are open. We've got a few minutes. I should mention Voice of a People with Linda Sims comes up when I'm done today. 10:15 to 12 noon. Then Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1 p.m. on this station today. And again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the Great Fruitcake Toss, 6th annual, tonight, 7:15 p.m. It will start here, the broadcast. We hope the broadcast will sound good. You don't know. Remote broadcasts are always a little interesting. We'll see how it all goes tonight. But 7:15, we hope to start the broadcast tonight. A lot of big, heavy hitters in the Fruitcake Toss tonight. And if you'd like to come watch it, feel free to come down 685 Delaware Avenue. If you get here about 7 o'clock, you can get registered, get a donut from Buckeye Donut, get a hot chocolate, maybe a cookie, whatever else we got, coffee, water, everything else we've got going on here. Maybe even somebody will bring the eggnog. Maybe even I will get a large Diet Coke from McDonald's. You know, it's a cold drink, but it'll keep the mouth moving tonight during the Fruitcake Toss. Who is going to be the 6th annual Fruitcake Toss champion? The anticipation is unbelievable. Phone lines are open here. Who's going to be the last caller today? We've got about 2.5 minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And again, if anybody can pick our friend Chip up, just lives less than a mile away from here, and bring him over to the Fruitcake Toss, his phone number 740-262-6214. That's 740-262-6214. Just give Chip a call, and hopefully he'll be able to be here. I believe he's been here in recent years. I know he's been to a few Fruitcake Tosses. So it would be good to see him tonight, and if anybody's able to help out in that way, that would be a tremendous thing to do here in the midst of the holiday season. And again, we've got a few minutes left here in the broadcast, 740-383-9944. And again, I want to thank everybody who's participating tonight, from the Industrial Channel to the Salvation Army to the Y-Men to the Homeless Shelter and all points in between. Everybody who's going to make this a tremendous holiday event with lots of holiday mirth and singing. Bob Welsh for making our plaques tonight for the winner of the Fruitcake Toss, and our Upper Crust Society plaque that we'll present to Larry Barnett. All these wonderful things and more. Go ahead, caller.
It would sure be nice if they could get one of the Columbus TV stations up here to see that Marion's not always just gloom and loom.
Well, you would think, you know, you would hope, because it's going to be a fun event tonight, so maybe there'll be some coverage on it. Let's hope.
Let's hope so.
Let's hope.
That's it.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, and I think this is certainly an event that doesn't have any doom and gloom, and I certainly echo what the caller said there, that hopefully tonight maybe we'll get some coverage in the Columbus News, that it's happy and we can have a good time and we all can come together for a fun event here in Marion, and that's certainly what the Fruitcake Toss has become. The Super Bowl, the World Series of the holiday season is what I like to call it. 7:15 tonight, try to listen to the broadcast, but if there's some glitch for some reason, we'll let you know what happens tomorrow morning. All right, go ahead, caller.
Channel 10 and Channel 4 were put on notice of this event.
Oh, and what did they say?
It was via email.
Okay.
However, with Channel 4, I did leave a voicemail message.
Well, let's hope somebody shows up.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Yep, hey, thanks. So Channel 10 and Channel 4 were put on notice. Tonight, 7 p.m., don't miss it. It's going to be big. The Fruitcake Toss 2025, sixth annual. I'll get it right by tonight. Linda Sims coming up next. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
While visions of sugar plums danced in their heads, and Ma in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out